Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Trump is leading a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Google, Twitter for the censorship that happened at the end of his presidency after the June 6th Capitol riots. And this has brought, remember we said 2021 is going to have no less drama than 2020? Well, 2021 has kind of been characterized as, you know, has basically had a lot more conspiracy theories come forward, such as the UFOs, such as the Wuhan leak, and it started to bring about this kind of conversation of if social media or tech entities feel something is not true, do they have the right or do they have the duty to censure it? The problem is things that have been known as being completely out there and out of this world and theories that no quote-unquote sane person would entertain has this year come out as evidence. There's evidence of unidentified flying objects. There's evidence that the virus has some weird genetic sort of layout that might not be naturally occurring. So as things come out, you start to then look back and go, well, wait a second. If those conspiracy theories, you know, might be true, then what is considered information or what is considered news that is completely off limits? Now, I, as a physician, I watch very closely what patients and people see on the internet. The last thing I want to see is somebody saying that this medication or this vaccine, you know, makes you grow a third testicle. I don't want to see false information. In fact, I've done studies with medical students on false information on the internet. However, if there are advances in medicine, and if there are, shall we say, applications of medicine that can be used and save lives, even though it might not yet be studied, should that theory out there be entertained? Now, when it comes to hydroxychloroquine, everybody got their panties all up in a bunch. Trump brought up hydroxychloroquine, so it's a no-no. Everybody started to ban anything that had to do with hydroxychloroquine. But if you remember, the reason why we're starting to have pharmaceuticals with marijuana is because of anecdotal evidence saying, look, we think marijuana has a role. We think marijuana might be able to help seizures. And so when you look back at history and you look back at the invention of the light bulb or the invention of television or the invention of so many things that we have, everybody always initially goes, you're crazy. No, it's not going to work. Really, you're going to serve meat that's flat as a patty? I guess I was watching The Food That Built America. The reason why we have hamburger patties is White Castle was making these little meatball sliders, and some, I guess, customer was complaining it was taking too long. So the cook, the owner, slammed the meat, flattened it to get it to cook faster. And then he's like, wait a second, now we have a burger. And I know this might seem far-fetched. Now, in terms of, all right, well, you know, if it works for a burger and it works for marijuana, maybe it'll work for hydroxychloroquine. But I can't tell you how many times I brought up things as a medical student, and I just kind of questioned it. And I got shot down, and I got told I was wrong, only for years later it to come out as that actually being found. Of course, I'm not bringing up the questions that were completely out of, like, you don't even know what you're talking about, Dahlia. But some of the other things I brought up, I was right. And so as Trump, and we're going to talk a little bit more about where his grounds are to sue, but as he's filing this class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google for censoring him, you know, we as public have given these companies way too much power. And I love being on Facebook. I'm a fan of Facebook. I promote Facebook all the time. I share Facebook. I mean, Facebook has been a part of not only, you know, our family's communication and us being able to talk to family and friends, but also from a journalist standpoint, Facebook is a vehicle. It's a journalistic vehicle. So in the media, we love these sort of tech platforms. But then we don't love it when it gets to the point that we get censured. In fact, Facebook is going to be now branding people as extremists. There's supposed to be, I believe, I don't want to use the term branding, but there's supposed to be a designation that Facebook is going to give if they feel that somebody is extremist. And so if there's somebody posting racist things or anti-vax things or whatever, Facebook is going to point it out, say, look, you know we have some sort of a responsibility for the information on our platform. We're going to therefore mark this person. The only problem is a couple months ago, there was a big story in the news how there might be an oral medication for COVID. And so local news interviewed me, so I teased it on Facebook saying, guys, we're going to be talking about this new oral medication. It got flagged. It got censured. And I'm like, but that's actually news. And so when you start to give companies a certain liberty to allow them to restrict, there's a lot of innocent bystanders or crossfire that can end up turning around and actually boomeranging the original people that put it out there. So we all could be affected by something like this. So it'll be very interesting to see where this goes. And we'll talk a little bit more about the legal, you know, aspects behind it. But as a doctor, I can't look at current modern day medicine being the end all of all medicine advancements. And if somebody says, look, you know, your cholesterol medication might be putting somebody at risk for diabetes, even though I really don't like that theory because I'm a huge fan of cholesterol medication, all right, even though that theory might be so out there, it's starting to gain steam and it's starting to be researched. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about medical student and resident suicide. That was something that wasn't a quote-unquote sexy headline, but it's a huge headline. Sometimes it gets censured. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I speak a lot about medical education and what my medical education was like. And it was rough. My kids hate me talking about it because I don't have the walking uphill in the snow both ways to go to school because I grew up in the Southwest United States. But I do have the stories of working 36-plus hour shifts in training, not getting sleep, not being able to eat, not being able to potty, getting exposed to pneumonia, getting exposed to needle sticks, you know, just getting exposed to violence. And you know, working as a resident, as a medical student and a resident, was definitely no easy task. And it was very, very rough. And one of the reasons why we believe it was rough was because, and I'm not saying this is okay, is because the medical profession is so difficult and because it is so demanding, old school thinking back then was very similar to the military, where if you could get through boot camp, if you could, you know, if you could get a pretty realistic picture of what it's going to be like and you could get through that, then you will be mentally, physically, educationally fit for the rigors of medicine. And for some of us, we still believe that. We believe that going through that sort of boot camp, going through that rough training, toughened us up. Others think it is so archaic and so debilitating and so traumatizing that we feel it needs to be changed. And on social media, there were some emails of residents calling for help at this one hospital, Lincoln Medical Center in New York, and it kind of highlighted that we probably can't do the old school sort of training, style of training anymore, especially as we've had now at least 3 residents in one program die of suicide, and apparently there's been multiple suicides, whether it's in medical school, whether it's in residency, and that's just within the doctor, the MD and osteopathic realm. We aren't even talking about dentists, nurse practitioners, PAs. So, you know, as a young medical student, I could see blood, I could handle smells, I could handle a lot of sights. I didn't know how I could handle telling a person they're going to die. I didn't know how I could handle being connected to somebody and then seeing them die or suffer and die of cancer when I, you know, tried to promise them I'd help them as much as I could. And you do get through it. You get through it. And it's rough and you do cry. I think any doctor that says they didn't shed a tear for a patient is lying, because if you are really a good physician, you really, really care. But what got me through all those hard times is I had friends. I had colleagues. My co-residents were awesome. I might not have really bonded with the program director per se, but I gotta tell you, my senior residents and my friends, I mean, wow, we saw each other all the time. Even if it was post-call and we needed to sleep, we still made sure we saw each other. And so for me, I never thought of suicide, and I never had the depression that many students have, because I didn't have the isolation. And if I had a bad day, I had somebody to talk to. When I was in private practice, if there was a patient who lied or a patient that tried to take advantage, I could talk to somebody and say, look, you know, yeah, I'm feeling pretty unappreciated, and the people would be there for you, like John McClane and Sergeant Powell, you know? We appreciate you here. And so having that support group, I think, made me immune to a lot of this. And I did get some tough skin. I really toughened up. My family did not think I could make it through medical school and make it through residency, and they were pleasantly surprised. So my training, I do credit, you know, the toughening up. I don't credit a lot of the BS I went through. I think a lot of that BS didn't even have to happen. So now we have this going viral, and it's kind of highlighting some issues in residencies and hospitals, where at Lincoln Medical Center, there were 3 suicide deaths in just the past year. And other residents spoke up saying, yeah, in fact, let me read to you some of these. Lincoln Medical Center, they said, has had 3 resident suicides in the past year. This place is a blank hole. Please save us. And this is a resident there. Please help the residents of Lincoln Medical Center. 2, possibly 3 residents committed suicide this year, and 2 were even from the same PGY class, postgraduate year class. There's 1, 2, 3 for internal medicine. It's usually a 3-year residency, and then there's chief resident positions. They say, I believe this is a reflection of the horrible, disgusting, and unethical conditions we are forced to work in. The hospital administration has done the very minimum to improve the culture of the hospital and the cyclical mistreatment of the residents. Please help us. The idea of losing another resident is painfully reality that we face every day. And then somebody else said, saw the post on Facebook concerning Lincoln as a resident there. I could say this is 100% true. We work under horrible conditions with little support from admin. I'm glad somebody is speaking up. Several of my co-residents, including myself, have felt suicidal at some point. Now, it's interesting, because when you look at some of the comments, and apparently this one author, this is Pamela Weibel, MD. She opened up her access to her in terms of getting responses. And some of the things that these students were saying, I could kind of relate because we kind of dealt with that, you know, where, well, it's the resident's fault or it's if you messed up, you know, it's because you're unprepared or you didn't read better or you didn't, you know, and some say that, you know, the nurses treated the residents poorly. Nurses have a tight union, they say, with labor hour restrictions, so they'll say, that's not in my job description. I never had that. The nurses would always help. So I was lucky I never had that. They said that the nurses boss around the residents. That I did have. But like I said, they were more trained than I was. So I was like, ladies, I'm at your mercy. All right, I'm going to need your help tonight. I haven't had my ACLS, and I'm on CCU call, which means we're going to have heart attacks tonight. I'm at your mercy. But many people don't like to be bossed around, period. They say social workers yell and boss the residents around as well. Patients in South Bronx, this is according to an LMC doctor, have high levels of poverty and homelessness, and that leads to an atmosphere of hopeless. And they probably mentioned say hopelessness. So, you know, this one residency has made a lot of, gotten a lot of media attention. And I speak to residents and I speak to students, and they have fixed the culture. They've stopped the 36-hour shifts. I think they went to 18 and then they moved it up to 24 again, but they've never gone back to 36 hours. You can't yell and scream and abuse the residents. Like we were, I told you I had a resident that in the middle of the surgery is smacking me with the instruments. He was a senior resident. I was either a medical student or an intern. I think I was a medical student at the time. And we were the only people that were available for this trauma, this gunshot wound to the abdomen. So while we were trying to find the bullet holes and entrance exit wounds because we had to sew up each one, he was frustrated. He was overworked. Exhausted, and he kept smacking me with the instrument, and then saying some very horrible things, cuss words that I can't say, and then finally he's like, you blank, 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 because apparently my choreography wasn't exactly the way he wanted to. It was my first time doing that surgery. How was I supposed to know? He smacks me so hard with the instrument that the needle goes through my hand. Could have had hepatitis, could have had HIV. So I bled it out, washed it out the best I could, re-gloved up, re-got sterile, and got back into the operating room. And all I could do was cry, you know, because I was so mad. But I couldn't tell them off because I didn't want to get kicked out of school. I didn't want to get kicked out of the hospital. And we were the only two people that were able to help that one patient. So, you know, I have firsthand witnessed and felt some of the abuses of people. And sadly, it's not just an attending or staff. It's the own residents, the residents themselves. I was an intern, and somebody from my medical school class was in another program, and she was really berating and abusing the medical students that the medical students wanted to be on call with me, and they said that she had threatened to fail them. So I had said, well, I'll give you honors, because if she fails you and I give you honors, you pass, and I love you guys. So she took it to the attending, and the attending's like, look, you know, you're family medicine, so we're not going to be able to allow you to have grade control over the students. And I go, I'll take this quietly as long as you promise that you don't let her fail those students. I'm telling you right now, those students don't need to be failed. They know their stuff. They work hard. And the deal was, those students don't get an F. That doctor gets talked to. And I don't try to fight the grade. So, you know, our hospital, if you think you're in a blood sport in marketing, business, tech, academia, it's a blood sport in these hospitals, and we need to do a much better job, because we can't be having residents commit suicide when all they're trying to do is help patients and be our next doctors. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated in his home Wednesday. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph announced President Moïse met with President Trump in March of 2019 to discuss trade. Mr. Moïse via a translator.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of Haiti, Haiti and the United States are two countries that are not only friends, but very close. I am a friend, and Miami is actually less than 2 hours away from our island. And we are here this afternoon. We'll have discussions of good things, things that will be positive for both countries. Thank you.
Moïse was killed about 1 a.m. local time by a group of assailants. The First Lady was also injured in the attack. The attackers were described as Spanish-speaking. We are USA Radio News. The absentee ballots in the Democrats' New York City mayoral race have been counted with no surprises. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The container ship that blocked the Suez Canal for days earlier this year set sail Wednesday after its owners reached a multi-million-dollar compensation deal with Egyptian authorities for its release. The Suez Canal Authority and the Ever Given's Japanese owners signed the deal early Wednesday that allowed the ship to leave the canal. The SCA didn't immediately provide details of the agreement. The ship blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week back in March. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're watching closely Tropical Storm Elsa. It has made landfall along the northern Florida Gulf Coast. Moved very quickly, as was expected. And it has made landfall in Taylor County along the north Florida Gulf Coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, the center of Tropical Storm Elsa was located 65 miles north-northwest of Cedar Key. According to forecasters, Elsa is moving north at 14 miles per hour with maximum sustained winds at 65 miles per hour. It did, I believe, hit hurricane strength and then might have weakened just a little bit. Remember, it has to be about 74 miles per hour to be considered a hurricane. Elsa is expected to keep moving north through the afternoon, then turn north-northeast late Wednesday afternoon into the evening. Forecasters say Elsa will continue to move inland and move across the southeastern and mid-Atlantic United States through Thursday. So this tropical storm warning is in effect for the west coast of Florida, from Arequipa to Oklahoma River, mouth of St. Mary's River, Georgia, to Little River Inlet, South Carolina. And then a tropical storm watch is in effect for north of Little River Inlet, South Carolina, to Sandy Hook, New Jersey. Pamlico, Albemarle Sounds, again, I apologize. The Chesapeake Bay, south of North Beach and the tidal Potomac, south of Cobb Islands. And then Delaware Bay, south of Slaughter Beach. Man, they got some real interesting names. You know, I thought, you know, remembering all the names of California, Laguna Beach, Huntington Beach, Manhattan Beach, Dockweiler Beach, those were pretty tough. Storm surge warning is in effect for the west coast of Florida, from Arequipa to the Alsila River. I am so sorry if I messed any of that up. They sound beautiful. So hopefully it goes through without causing the destruction that has been expected with it, and can get out to the Atlantic as quickly as possible. As we're looking at the Miami condo collapse and the Miami condo rescue effort, there's been, unfortunately, sadly, more bodies that have been found. They have destroyed the second building in order to access and be able to get through the disheveled and look for more bodies easier. Apparently, that other building was at risk of falling and impeding rescue efforts, as well as putting the rescuers at risk. So after they had been able to demolish that, they have now reached a death toll of 46. So workers have extricated 10 more victims from the rubble. Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava made the announcement, both in English and Spanish. She fought back tears, adding that 32 of the victims had been identified and their family members notified. There has still been much debate as to what happened. Apparently, crews are still inspecting whether it was faulty plumbing, faulty engineering, faulty oversight, bureaucratic BS that seems to happen in terms of they knew repairs needed to be made and they couldn't decide on how to move forward with it, on obtaining payment from residents, and all that. And then, of course, sinkhole. You know, when a building just falls and collapses, starts to, you know, make you kind of wonder, you know, what was the integrity of the ground below. So, sadly, people died that shouldn't have. And Governor Ron DeSantis, speaking at a news conference on Wednesday, said it was unclear whether flaws in the structure were unique to the building, its construction or maintenance. Also unclear the implications of the collapse for new regulations across the state. So, if these buildings are built along sandbars or built along land as water levels are rising or as more storms could be possibly affecting the ground underneath, you know, then should inspections be done a little bit more often? I when you look at some of the damage that was done to that building, it either was just very poorly built or the wear and tear was accelerated. And then when they said that the ground was sinking underneath, when ground sinks, it causes cracks. It causes disruption in the forces of the building. And so, sadly, it sounded like inspections were done like once every 40 years. I don't know why. Or the recertification process, that I believe has to be sadly redone. And so, this tragedy, I think, is going to overhaul, even if they do believe it was more of a natural impetus, such as sinkhole. Buildings can only do so much to withstand natural disasters. But what we as humans can do is be as diligent about inspecting things. So let's say after a hurricane. I know it's not ideal, because people are busy dealing with flooding and hurricane aftermath, but buildings might not be safe after hurricanes. If the force and the storm surges can affect the ground underneath and then put the ground at risk for sinking more and sinkholes and then more damage to the building, then maybe inspections need to be done more quickly. I mean, honestly, if I was going into an industry, it would be building inspection. And not that anybody wants to go into a building that's about to, you know, collapse, but I think a lot of people have learned their lesson on how you just cannot let something sit. Apparently there was rebar sticking out, and I mean, this was before the tragedy. So, Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said engineers were running tests at the Champlain Towers North building to see whether it had structural problems. They say, however, the analysis of the data can take months. Burkett said that $3 million has been collected or pledged to help families. Money is still flowing in, and money is going to help the families immediately. Obviously, residents are still grieving, and DeSantis says, I don't think the state is ever going to quite be the same. It's just when you have people that did nothing wrong but went to bed in their home, expensive homes that was supposed to, that they were paying for, expecting things to be done right. Sadly, it's gonna make changes. You know, I have a homeowners association. Our homeowners association, I at first I wasn't fans of homeowners associations because, you know, if I have a weed, you know, do you really need to be on top of that? Really, can you just let that weed is providing oxygen to the air? Do I really have to pull all the weeds? And homeowners associations have been, you know, for years kind of debated on their role and on their power. And many people feel that their current homeowners association has too much power, which is another subject for a different day. And I do agree. I'm starting to see some power grabs and some power issues. But then on the flip side, homeowners association force communities to have some accountability and somebody, you know, in charge of security, somebody in charge of, you know, making sure that there's, litter and pollution and, you know, kids, you know, being at risk for somebody speeding down the street. And then it does seem to protect the home values. If, you know, you don't have a house that's zebra striped put up next to you and, you know, it turned into like a garbage dump on your neighborhood, your neighborhood seems to hold its value. But the one thing we do notice with homeowners associations, and I'm not talking about mine, but in many in general, is their priorities are off. Some of them are giving speeding tickets. We talked about that. Some of them are looking at ways to make money with fines. And if their priorities are, well, how do we fine you? How do we make money? And they don't seem to put the focus on, okay, well, you know, what needs to be fixed? What needs to be, you know, safety? It sadly can be lopsided and then unfortunately cause to there be less oversight of things that need to be. So I'm not sure what the heck happened with this particular building, but we understand a lot of people actually quit prior to this because of the board. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we age, we don't want to get sick. We don't want to get cancer. We don't want to get depression. We don't want to get Alzheimer's. We don't want to get other forms of dementia. We don't want to get a heart attack. And we definitely don't want to get a stroke. And so when it comes to these medical issues, it's all about prevention. Okay? You know, how do you prevent the stroke? Well, we've talked about avoiding smoking and eating right and exercising and keeping your blood pressure down and your diabetes down. But we all know that. So now there's then the next level of prevention. And the next level of prevention is finding early signs. And so, in addition, I still want you doing the primary prevention steps of making sure you don't smoke get high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that, manage those. Can't choose your parents, strokes in the family, can't choose your parents. But we want to be able to identify who's going to get the stroke next. Well, apparently Dutch researchers actually believe that if somebody's going to get a stroke, there could be some telltale signs 10 years prior. Now, you're not going to like some of these because I think you're going to look at some of these going, okay, that's me, that's me, that's me. So Dutch experts examined data on 14,712 people who had been followed for 30 years. Each volunteer had a series of mental and physical tests and an interview. Performance of future stroke patients began to worsen 10 years prior to the event. So what that means is those who ended up having a stroke, 10 years prior, there were already signs that they were having issues. Which is why I know everybody jokes about Biden and makes fun of him and the memes and all that. But as I've said before early on, I'm worried about him. It's not just about him having cognitive deficit. Is sometimes these stumbles and these gaffes are a sign of a stroke or an impending stroke. And so I am very, very nervous about Biden. Now, I don't know about his medical history. I'm not here to say he's at high risk for a stroke, but I just hope that he is getting the medical attention that he needs. I understand the media is not going to be privy to that, but from the way it looks, it just seems like the administration is completely ignoring the fact that he might have some medical issues. I just hope somebody's addressing it. Okay? Politics aside, if you want him to still be our president, fine. I'm not saying remove him, but let the man get an MRI. Make sure people are watching and ready. God forbid he does end up having cognitive decline or a stroke. So there's two types of strokes. There's the less common bleed where a blood vessel pops. And then there's the more common thrombotic stroke where you get a clot that prevents blood flow. A stroke is basically lack of blood flow to a part of the brain. Whether you have a clot or whether you have a bleed, if the vessel is not giving that brain blood, it's going to, sadly, not work well, not function. And then that could result in terms of slurred speech, in terms of weakness, loss of strength, inability to move, inability to walk, death. So we take strokes very, very seriously. So what the doctors noticed, the experts noticed, is these telltale signs include things like rapid mental decline, decreased ability to perform daily tasks like cooking, dressing correctly, banking, doing their banking and their finances and balancing their checkbook. The problem is it's very hard for us to tell if our family members are balancing the checkbooks because a lot of the younger, you know, people, we just allow our computer to do it. So, you know, do I sit there like my mom and I have the red pen and I have the ruler and I have that? I don't do what my mom. I loved balancing my checkbook, but I didn't have a lot of money and I rarely wrote a check. I don't write checks. So I do automatic payments, you know, from the credit card. And so, unfortunately, you know, unless you have some, you know, old school baby boomers in the family, not a lot of people balance a checkbook to the degree that they used to. So researchers from Erasmus MC University Rotterdam examined data at 14,700 people, tracked them for 28 years. They sat them through mental, physical tests, a forensic interview at the start of the study, and then every few years throughout, they checked their verbal fluency. Right? Not to bring up, I don't know another public figure to bring up as an example. I'm not saying this to upset anybody, but let's say somebody mixes up Syria and Libya. Don't be doing that. Or Liberia and Libya. Not naming names, but somebody mixing up those two countries. That could be a sign of having some issues with memory, verbal fluency, reaction times, inability to wash your clothes, cook, clean, manage your finances. During the study, of those 14,000, 1,600 suffered a first stroke. They were 80 on average. But the analysis revealed that their performance tests began to diverge from those that didn't suffer a stroke up to 10 years prior. So they looked at how the people did on their tests, And a group of individuals started to look like, maybe they went back retrospectively, start to do poorly on some things. And what's very interesting is if they have multiple tests, they can actually see which test was even a bigger indicator. They say differences in their ability to perform basic and advanced daily tests emerged on average 2 to 3 years before the stroke. Now, who were at higher risk? Women were. People with fewer academic qualifications, they say, and those with the gene associated with Alzheimer's appear to be a greater risk for stroke. We're not talking about Alzheimer's or dementia, we're talking about stroke. They say the performance of stroke victims continues to fall more rapidly than, of course, after the event. So how could somebody be manifesting symptoms if a stroke is kind of an acute event? A stroke is you have a clot. All of a sudden that clot throws, blocks blood flow. Or you have a bleed. The vessel bleeds. How is somebody manifesting symptoms? Well, my guess is that it's all about those predisposing factors. So maybe somebody with high blood pressure and maybe is having little mini strokes. Little, you know, or somebody with diabetes or high cholesterol. We talked about how many people with Alzheimer's might be misdiagnosed and have something called multi-infarct dementia. Multi-infarct dementia is where you have so many little baby mini strokes that you aren't manifesting like somebody with a full-on stroke, but they're already starting to have small deficits. And so, sadly, if you're missing the mini strokes, it's just a matter of time where there's a big one, which is why we always recommend your blood pressure gets checked and make sure that's in control. Make sure your diabetes, your cholesterol, if your cholesterol is high, we want to limit that. Check your carotid arteries to see if you have plaquing, because little pieces of the plaquing can go up into the brain as the carotids feed the brain. And the plaques of cholesterol and sugar and gunk can sadly break off. Stress, smoking, estrogen-related products. It's interesting, women were at higher risk. Was it because they were on estrogen products, postmenopausal estrogen? So we do need to, you know, look at more of, you know, what some of these factors are. By the way, drinking alcohol, we already talked about smoking, sedentary lifestyle, not being active, not walking the dog, not playing tennis, not playing racquetball, not getting out there. Another biggie is atrial fibrillation. We spoke about that, where your heart rhythm isn't a ba-boom, ba-boom, a rhythmic. It's boop, 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 where the heart, the electrical discharge is off. So you're not getting that real good full beat and therefore not a good ejection fraction and good blood flow coming out the heart to the body. That can cause some slosh and can make a clot. So, you know, any of those risk factors we spoke about, you got to speak to your medical provider, get on them. And if you are having issues, washing, cooking, I'm a horrible cook, so that's not changing. But any change, that could signify you might be at risk. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.